Hi, I'm Sean.
And I'm Anthony.
Anthony's going to talk about building a chat bot in 10 minutes, which is good because I don't know how to do it.
All right, and hopefully I do. So we're going to try to build one today with Azure Bot Service, which is a new service that came out a couple weeks ago. Before Azure Bot Service came out, there was Microsoft had a kind of like a framework called the Bot Framework that allowed us to build chatbots. And I had a presentation called Build a Chatbot in 30 Minutes using that framework. But using the Azure Bot Service, I think we can do it in under 10 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah. So before we start, let's quickly talk about all the different pieces that we'll be looking at today. So the bot itself is actually just a regular web service that's hosted basically anywhere we want, and we can code it in .NET or Node.js. And the bot talks to this thing called the bot connector. And the job of the bot connector is actually take your bot and actually connect it to various services like Facebook Messenger, Slack. I think Twilio has been added now, so there's a few more services than what I have on the screen here. And the bot also uses this thing called Lewis, which is a natural language processor that you can actually teach it to actually how to understand natural language. So instead of just matching a phrase exactly, it's actually able to understand natural language a little bit and actually tell you what an intent of a user is, even if they don't say it exactly in the way that you kind of defined it.
Mm-hmm. So it might understand the grammar of a user's sentence or understand a synonym of a word. Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. So those are the pieces before. It was still really easy to use, but now it's even easier with this thing called the Azure Bot Service, which really encompasses the three components that was there before: the Bot Builder, the Bot Connector, and Lewis, and probably a couple other services too. It's really easy just to stand up.
One service to rule them all.
That's right. So instead of looking at slides,
all right,
let's build a bot.
Much better.
Yeah. So we're in Azure right now, in the Azure portal. So to create a bot service, you just have to go and add. And go under Intelligence and Analytics.
Okay.
And about halfway down, here's the bot service. It's still in preview right now.
Cutting edge.
Oh, yeah. And what do you want to call it?
Steve.
Steve Bot.
Oh, Steve's taken.
I know. Steve Bot's taken.
Oh, man.
Who's Steve Bot? I need another
Dash
name.
Dash Super. Okay. Yeah.
I'm surprised that's not taken.
All right. Steve Bot Super. Let's go.
All right. Let's do that. Okay. And then we need to just give it a resource group.
Sure.
Give it the same name. Sounds great.
Why not?
Let's put it really close to us.
Right on.
And we just create.
Create.
And it's going to take a couple minutes.
Okay. So we've created a bot named Steve Bot Super. All right, and we're going to teach it how to speak English, and then connect it what to Slack.
So let's connect it to Slack. Yeah.
And so with all those different things that you can connect it to, does Microsoft have to provide those for us, or can we write our own if we have some sort of user input that we want to be able to integrate with the Azure Bot Service?
Yeah, so the bot connector is the piece that connects your bot to the external kind of channels that like Facebook and Slack.
Mm-hmm.
But they also have this this thing called a direct line, which is basically a REST API. So you actually enable that. So if you had an application like some integration that Microsoft hasn't implemented yet.
Yeah.
You can just call that API.
Input form on my website.
Yeah.
Like chat. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, and they also have a web interface. So you can just basically take some code and drop it into your website.
All right.
So you don't have to write any code for that. So it's pretty cool. So it looks like it's created. So let's see if it is.
That was fast.
Yeah. Let's look for Steve.
Steve Bot Super.
And there he is. So it's going to take a little while for this thing to start up the first time. And it's going to walk us through some steps.
Okay.
So before, what you had to do is you had to go set up your app in Visual Studio or something like that. And you have to run off over to the bot framework on the website and actually kind of almost like register your bot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to run over to Lewis, the natural language service, and register yourself there. So you have to jump all over the place.
Right.
But now it's all in one spot. And it's
okay.
More like is more of a wizard interface now that we have to deal with, which makes it really easy to do.
Sure. And since we've only got 10 minutes,
yeah,
we've got to sit through this.
Who's timing?
We can do it.
Are you?
I am. I've got lots of meetings to attend.
So here we go. Like, so it's actually just taken us to, I believe, we're just registering a normal Microsoft application with Microsoft somewhere.
Sure.
I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
But
application registration portal apps.dev.microsoft.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the thing is, we don't have to know what this is because you just click the buttons.
Yeah.
So just click a button, generate some kind of a password. I don't know what this is.
So we're going to copy
it. And it says, please remember that. So I'm going to copy it.
Right.
And then now we just go back to bot framework.
And I put it in the secure
password. We don't even know what just happened. Yeah.
Which is my clipboard.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's very secure. We paste it in.
Yeah.
We'll pick a language. It supports both C# and Node.js. Let's do Node.js today.
All right.
And we'll pick, we'll choose a template to start from, and we'll pick the language understanding one.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
And then we just click create bot.
Sure.
And because we chose the language understanding one, there's an extra step. So it's going to actually set up the Lewis account if you don't have one.
All right.
So just go ahead and click OK.
So Lewis, language understanding.
Intelligent service.
All right.
I think they're stretching a little bit to make that name, but I mean, it works.
Yeah, Lewis or Louise.
Yeah.
It's androgynous.
Yeah. So now we just wait.
Sweet. You look nice today.
You too.
So do you.
Yeah. You guys look the best.
Yeah. All right. Generating your bot. Steve bot, currently in germination. Nice.
Nice. Okay.
Nice.
So it's been a couple minutes.
Yep.
And now we have our bot created and ready to go. So it's actually using Azure Functions behind the scenes to build our bot. So we don't even have to host this anywhere now. So this bot is completely serverless. And this is a modified version of the Azure Functions interface.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you used Azure Functions before.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you
probably
check it
outside
out.
Of the scope of this conversation.
It is, but it's fantastic. You check it out.
Azure Functions.
Yeah.
Right. I'm
it's amazing.
Enthralled.
As you should
onwards.
Be. All right, let's do this. All right. So here is the code. So it's generated some code. Don't worry about what's there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And here's just basically some output from the function itself.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a little tester window that you can use to kind of test out the bot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can say anything like hi. And you can see that it's actually going to invoke the function over here.
This is the non-intent handler. Hi. So it wasn't able to establish your intent.
Yeah.
All right.
And if we look over here, we can see why, because there are no intents. There's only one. There's only one intent created, and it's called none.
All right.
So now let's figure out how to write a couple
more
intents.
So my intent was to say hello, and so what we have to teach the bot that hi demonstrates the intent to say hello.
Yeah, that's a greeting, for example.
Right.
So let's quickly do that. Right. So. So this is one step that is not quite integrated yet. At least I couldn't figure out how.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you have to know to actually go to the Lewis site to actually access
let's go to the Lewis
backend. So this is lewis.ai.
Oh, cool. That's a nice little site.
And they're in the process of actually integrating this with Azure right now, so it might not always be there.
Yeah.
So we might actually, hopefully it'll be more integrated into the bot service.
I wonder what the AI top-level domain actually means. Like, is it not artificial intelligence? Anyways.
We should look that up.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Yeah,
you can do a little update down here in the bottom left corner of the screen.
Yeah, I think we should. Okay. Anyway, we can hop into the app. So you saw on the previous screen that I've kind of been playing around a little bit. So I have more than one Lewis app, but so pick the one that your bot created.
Okay.
It has a date on it. So
Steve.
So this is Steve. So even though it's not called Steve in Lewis, it's Steve.
Utterances. Cool.
Yeah. So, should we talk a little bit about how Lewis works?
Sure.
So Lewis, its job is to basically take some sentences or a sentence that you give it, and it tries to figure out what the intent of the user is, right? So as somebody's setting up Lewis, we're trying to, our job is to teach it one or more intents.
Mm-hmm.
And then for each intent, we're actually giving it, a few you know, usually about five or so utterances are usually pretty good. So basically different ways of saying something.
Okay.
And then it kind of learns from the examples that you give it.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Can they be across languages, or do we have to feed it one language, like English?
That is a great question.
Or can we also use Mandarin or
Farsi? I actually don't know.
Okay.
So I've always done this in English.
Fair.
In the first version of the bot framework, actually, the bot connector actually came with basically out of the box. It came with translation.
Hmm.
So you can actually tell your bot, can we speak French now?
Hmm.
And then you just start speaking French to it. All it's doing behind the scenes is that before it, when it receives a sentence and before it calls your bot, it actually just translates it back to English.
Yeah.
And then when your bot responds, it translates it back to the language that you're talking about.
Reasonable approach.
Yeah. But they've kind of since taken that out, and we can still code it. So the Bing translation API is still there, but we kind of have to code that ourselves right now. And I actually don't know whether or not Lewis supports these other languages.
All right.
More stuff to look up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's create one, an intent, right? So it's, intents are super easy to create. So you can actually create one called, say, greeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we can say hi, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we have taught it that hi is a greeting.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what's another way of saying hi? You say hello.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you have to teach it that it's a greeting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how else, what else
you can say. Yo.
Yo, that's a greeting. Right. And that's a, you know, that's not bad, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
These are greetings.
Yeah.
But what about, you know, something else we want to do, right? Like, you know, something like that's kind of, that people sometimes do is like, you know, like say, they would build a bot that figures the weather, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's
mm-hmm.
the weather in, you know,
mm-hmm.
Vancouver, where
mm-hmm.
we are.
So you'd call it a weather question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to, you know, quickly do something like that. So we're going to actually create, and then the city itself is a thing called an entity.
Okay.
So you can actually like use that to actually, and it's actually able to parse out that entity in your sentence for
right.
you. So your application knows the intent, which is
mm-hmm.
Ask for the weather.
Mm-hmm. And then it would try to parse out the
then,
city entity.
Yeah, and then it gives you the entities mm-hmm. that it found in there. So,
right.
So your code is very straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
So we can quickly create that. So we can say city is the entity.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have an entity called city, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we go, now let's create an intent called, say, weather,
mm-hmm.
right? And go, what's the weather
mm-hmm.
in Vancouver?
Sure. And of course, you're using the type of punctuation that somebody would use in a chatbot.
Yeah, and punctuation doesn't matter too much.
Yeah, casing and stuff like that.
Right.
All right.
And then you can actually, pick the
yeah.
entity, right? So you're yeah. teaching it that that's the city,
mm-hmm.
right? You just stuff like, you know, is it snowing in, you know, Seattle or something
mm-hmm.
like that, right? And again, you teach it, you know, that's the city,
mm-hmm.
and then that this is the weather intent, for
mm-hmm.
example.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do this over and over again.
Will it be able to extrapolate after a little while that the last word in the sentence is the city or... Based on the grammatical structure, they'll be able to pull out the city based on enough samples.
Yeah.
Okay.
As you teach it more and more utterances, you'll learn basically where the entities are.
Hmm.
Actually, city is actually a special type of entity. Actually, didn't have to do what we did there.
Oh, all right.
It would
find it.
So it actually has
knowledge of geography.
Yeah. So it actually has a set of pre-built entities.
Cool.
So we can actually enable that
geography.
If we wanted to, right? So you actually say
it's good to know it's there.
And then basically it just automatically parses out any
yeah.
geographies in your
yeah.
sentences. So you don't have to teach it what it is.
But if I wanted to, for instance, get it to figure out what playing cards are, I'd have to teach it the card entity because it wouldn't be in there.
Right.
All right.
Right. Yeah. So there's all sorts of stuff you can do, like, you know, so you can parse out daytime and stuff. So you can actually
mm-hmm.
say, things like setting an alarm, right? Please set
yeah.
an alarm for like 5 hours from now. It actually knows what 5 hours from now means.
Right.
It actually translates it to
right.
the time.
Yeah.
So your code actually just has access to the time.
Mm-hmm. That makes
so,
sense.
Yeah, so it's pretty
That's
cool.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, so you can go pretty far with this. We're not, like, obviously, the intent of this presentation is really just to, you know, to show the different steps
yeah.
setting up the
and
bot.
How to
and
get started.
Yeah, just to get started,
yeah,
right?
That
so,
makes sense.
So just to finish what we're doing with Lewis here, there's a little button on the corner that says train. So
okay.
you click that and actually trains the model.
All right.
So we didn't teach it too much, so it's not going to be too smart. So the next step is more or less just to publish it. So
it's like a 2-year-old right now.
Yes.
It knows a few words.
Yes.
And kind of understand what you're saying and might be able to respond.
Yeah.
It might. Should have taught it, you know, mommy and daddy or something.
Yeah, that would have been nice. We'll do that next video.
Sure.
So now you can actually test it in this UI. So you can go, what is the weather in, I don't know, Boston?
Right.
Right. And then you just press enter, I think. And then you can see that...
intent weather.
Yeah, so you can see that it actually
entities
figured
Boston.
Out...
Boston.
Yeah, so all like right. So it gives you a score, too. So it knows that it's you know very likely that it's the weather intent.
Right.
So imagine this is your code. You basically just asked, you know, it's just told your code that it's the intense weather.
Yeah.
And
it's probably not a greeting.
No, it's probably not a greeting. Probably not
all
a greeting. Right.
Right. That's good
so,
to know.
Yeah, and then we have the entities right there mm-hmm. for you. So you just basically pluck it out of this array, and then mm-hmm. your code is super clean.
All
right.
That's right. Neat.
Yeah, it's actually really fun and easy thing to set up.
And we didn't put in Boston.
No.
We put in Seattle.
No, and I think we said this slightly differently.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
we said, what's
we
the weather,
Boston,
right?
Yes.
Stuff like that,
yeah.
right? So,
what if you said, like, what is it like in Boston? Would it find that? What is...
It might not right now, but we'll see. It actually kind of does. But the thing is, it couldn't figure out it's Boston, right? So you got to work a little bit harder.
Oh, interesting.
And what I found is that if you actually use those pre-built intents,
yeah.
It actually works a lot better. Because it actually
right.
has an understanding of, you know, has some understanding
but
of geography
and stuff
like that.
But you do have to train it.
Yeah, you still have to train it
for the
rest of your utterance.
Is that you have to train them.
Yeah. But normally what I find is like 5 or 10 utterances, it
mm-hmm.
gets pretty smart, right?
Yeah.
The trick is actually finding different ways of saying it so that it actually knows
it's not just a 2-year-old, it's a very smart 2-year-old.
Yeah, it's a little bit smart.
Cool.
Yeah. So anyway, so we're done. So like, so we have updated our bot now
mm-hmm.
with these two intents, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's quickly go back to our, the actual bot itself. And what we'll do is, so right now you can see that we only have one intent, which is
none. It matches weather.
Yeah, so now we can just basically just literally just copy and paste these guys.
That's how I code everything. It's like, you know,
yeah,
copy
it's copy paste inheritance.
Yeah.
So go weather, right? And then you can just
you
right
can
now
do greeting.
Right. So right now, like you know, we're not going to be too smart about it.
Right. But you could send off to some sort of weather service.
Yes, but that's
like the weather network.
Yes.
And ask it about Boston, and then you could craft some reply based on that.
Yeah.
All right. I
yeah,
see what's
definitely.
Happening here.
Yeah, so like, you know, you ask, I can't type,
no.
for weather, right?
Yeah.
So like, but imagine, like, we actually went and actually looked it up,
and
right?
And you could say in space entity.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
So it takes a little bit more work to dig out the entity,
mm-hmm.
right? It's somewhere hidden inside this args parameter here, right?
And
so
because this is JavaScript, you don't know in advance, it's all dynamic.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I actually do is I just basically dump it back and show it up. Actually, we can actually show it here, right? So we can actually...
Yeah. You could do like JSON 2-string args.
Yeah.
Stringify. I'm speaking .NET with JSON. Always a bad idea.
Stringify.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... You
args.
Args. So yeah, you're actually like thinking exactly the way I was... This is exactly how I code, actually.
Yeah, yeah. We're brothers, actually. So keep going.
Yeah. From another mother. And then what was the other one? Greeting?
Yeah, greeting. You greeted me.
Yeah, and then you just kind of just go, you know. And my control of the mouse is not great. Hi, you.
Hi, you poo. Hi, you
yeah.
There you go. That's better.
And then that's
yeah.
about it, right? Like,
yeah.
Let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
We'll just save it.
Yeah, and now let's chat with it.
Yeah, let's see how it goes, right?
It's kind of friendly. Hi, you.
Yeah, so now when we say hi, hopefully it'll actually say hi, you, instead of fingers crossed. There you
go. That's so,
so
much
works.
Friendlier. Next time
I know.
Someone says hi to me, I'm going to say hi.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is the non-intent handler.
Yeah.
Who said hi.
Yeah,
gonna
exactly.
They're going to be really confused unless they work at Microsoft.
Yeah, so that's great. That's easy, right? And
yeah.
It's, you know, what's the weather?
On the moon.
On the moon.
Can I figure out the moon is a city?
It wouldn't matter.
You
well,
asked for
maybe
weather,
that's
store,
nice.
Weather, greeting,
yeah. So,
entities. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you can see that it actually hit the weather intent,
yeah.
right? So and then it fired
just
the weather.
Just didn't know that the moon was
yeah.
in place.
Yeah, exactly, right? So,
okay.
You know, what's the weather in Vancouver, for example.
Okay.
You should find it, right? Oh, and you can see that
right.
It actually found
it,
right? So,
yeah.
So that's probably enough to probably get you started.
Yeah, I could now get in there and play around with things.
Yeah. And you can actually have, set up dialogues and stuff like that. So it doesn't have to be like you say one thing and it says something back. You can actually and you can also set up context as well. So you can say, hey, what's the weather in Vancouver?
And now the context is Vancouver.
Yeah. And then you got, so there's a way of basically stashing that.
Yeah.
The fact that you looked for weather in Vancouver.
Yeah.
So now you can say, well, what about Boston?
Mm.
Right. So, and then you can actually use that as a sort of like a, you can create another intent for the what about kind of intent, right? So then you plug that out and you know that you asked for weather before.
Right, right.
So now you can just ask for weather.
You're building
Boston.
Up this big context of the conversation. And I guess over time, if somebody had signed in, you could build up the context of their life too. And you'd be able to provide things that are relative to them.
Yeah. You can do all sorts of stuff.
Hmm. Very neat. Well, bot services.
Exactly.
Azure bot service.
Yeah. So should we just quickly hook this up to Slack and see how easy that is? And
if you'd like.
All right, let's do it. So to hook it up to Slack is actually really simple.
Sure.
Slack is called the channel.
All right.
So by default, it's already enabled for Skype and
web chat.
This thing called web chat, which is basically just a chunk of HTML you can chuck on your site.
Okay.
And it's basically this interface over here.
We can tell people their weather score.
Exactly.
So Slack. All right.
Yeah. So it's basically like a little step-by-step wizard, again, to show you how to set up your bot in Slack. So it says, hey, please go to this thing in your Slack. So I'm already signed into my Slack. So then you just go create a new app.
Mm-hmm.
And then we call it Steve.
Right.
Hopefully there's no user called Steve right now.
Yeah.
In our little Slack channel.
It jiggled. There we go. All
right. It jiggled. And then, so it's going to say, hey, please set up this URI, copy below, yada, yada, yada. So we want to copy this.
All right.
And then this is more or less setting up this handshake. It's actually right here in OAuth.
Mm, so you have to know a little bit about how OAuth operates.
Yeah.
You could read this and figure it out, but generally
speaking. Yeah, but it more or less walks you through how it's done.
Yeah.
Right, so it exactly says, please copy from below and stick it in this box. And that's
sure.
exactly what we did, right?
Big red. Yeah.
Again, have no idea what I'm doing, but it's
no.
But it's working, right? So now we say, please register a bot user.
Yeah. Jump through these hoops.
Yeah, so you add the bot user. Hopefully, if we click it. Oh, there we go. Steve bot, for example.
All right.
And now the bot is added. And then move on to the next step, add interactive messages. I don't even know what this is, but it says, please do it, optional.
All right, so this means that it has to be interactive. If we want it to be interactive, we have to enable interactivity.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go, and then it says, please stick this URL in there.
Huh.
Slap that in there.
Boom.
Yep. And then just really quickly, it says, please grab your credentials and stick it in here. So now we need to have the keys and stuff that Slack created and stick it into our
Okay, because this is api.slack.com.
Right.
All right. We've been jumping between the Slack API page and the SteveBot API page.
Right.
I see.
Yeah. So
botframework.com.
So we'll quickly do
okay.
that.
Yep.
Right. Using the show, copy.
So this is the Azure Bot Framework Slack channel. And this is the
This is the Slack itself,
page.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just quickly flipping back between the two. But
yep.
the whole point is, no matter what channel you set up, just follow the instructions.
Sure.
It kind of just does it for you.
Yeah. You just have to pass things back and forth.
Yeah. So now it's the last step. You authorize the bot.
Landing page.
And I think we're done.
You're done configuring Slack.
Done. So let's go to our Slack.
Yeah.
You can see Steve Bot's already there.
Wow.
I know, right?
And
so
if we say hi, it'll say hi, you.
I hope so.
Whoa! Steve Bot is
What's
here.
What's the weather in Seattle?
Crazy. And it's going to dump out a bunch of stringified JSON.
There you go.
Yes.
So,
that's always what I want.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of all I wanted to show you today. Hopefully it was interesting.
Wow, that was like less than 10 minutes. And we're,
it's actually way more than 10 minutes. I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right.
Well,
that's
pretty
awesome.
Do you have a card trick to show us?
No, not really. Not today.
Not
I'm going to have to abstain for today.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I don't have a bot-related card trick.
Okay.
Yeah.
I should have gave you a heads up.
Well,
next time.
Yeah, next time.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. That's it.
Thanks for watching.